USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
Right now, you are listening to USA Radio News, and we are following breaking news for you, which comes from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Here is what Mark had to say. Mark?
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Thank you, Mark. You can watch the full Connect keynote and learn more about how the metaverse will unlock new opportunities at meta.com. That's meta.com. And we will have more for you after these words.
With the vaccine mandate by President Biden, it should be noted this is not a law, as Congress has not made it so.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week, senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court, in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate, asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vaccine mandate walkouts are scheduled across the country this week. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now that the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed on Friday and is awaiting the president's signature, the massive social spending bill that will give roughly 11 million illegal immigrants citizenship and more IRS agents to pry into your finances is next on Capitol Hill. The policies and tax hikes in the Democrats' spending bill should not become law. That's according to Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan on Newsmax. He said we should avoid this legislation.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy. So we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, four different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4. Twice the Speaker of the House has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0 for 2. So let's hope that now, you know, that 0 for 6 turns into this week 0 for 7, because as I said, this legislation is bad for the country, not just the spending, but the policies in it, the tax increases, the energy policy in it, and all kinds of other things. So I hope it doesn't pass. It's bad for the nation, but we're just going to have to wait and see what shakes out today.
The congressman also discussed pending legislation that will keep large settlements from being approved without input from Congress. The Wall Street Journal reported that $450,000 payments were going out to illegal immigrants, but President Biden is denying that, calling the reports garbage, leading to more controversy on whether the payments are being planned or not. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.